Proclamation number 5789 of 14th of October, 1953. Declaration required by the mission of Jesus. You people must be given information in the right way, then you will not refuse the doctrines that are presented to you about Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Savior of the world. The problem of his incarnation and his death on the cross is so extremely difficult to understand, if it is put down only as a historical fact, because then the way of behaving of the man Jesus is incomprehensible for you, because you will not understand what this incarnation and death on the cross is based, and then you are tended to deny a mission for all mankind. But if the reason is given to you truthfully, then you learn to understand the redemptive work of Christ. And then you adapt yourselves differently to that than before. That people lack the knowledge about it, is not because that the truth would have been withheld them so far. It is only because that the people have made themselves incapable for receiving such knowledge, that they consider purely more worldly the life and death of Jesus Christ, that they are more indifferent to learn about the truth. As well as God finds only the slightest question about it in a human, he gives him enlightenment too, but only rarely man asks the question and calls for it, to obtain information about the human Jesus, who shall be accepted as God. And yet the belief is absolutely necessary, if the man wants to put himself also into the blessing of the redemptive work. This is why God gives people an enlightenment, that they could accept well, if they strove for the truth earnestly. God gives what people do not demand more of themselves, he hands out that by which people have deficiency. He gives them a knowledge that could give light to people with goodwill. That means knowledge for them, if they just accept it. He tries to make people understand Jesus' work of love, that there were not earthly or worldly motives that let the man Jesus so live and suffer and die, but a spiritual cause based on his earthly life. To avert an unimaginable distress of the souls of men, that extended over eternal times and only the love of a man could remedy it. People need to know the spiritual cause, if the redemptive work of Jesus Christ should be judged rightly and the graces of which should be accepted. People must know that they go to meet an unimaginably painful condition, if they do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as Savior, and then they do not even belong to the redeemed, for whom the man Jesus Christ died on the cross. They should know that it is not the same, whether they acknowledge him or not. And to be able to recognize him, they should be introduced in the truth. They should be taught in the right way by God himself, what the Son of Man moved, to take a superhuman suffering upon himself, which ended with his death on the cross. Amen.